hey, Sim, check this out. Doodle told me a really cool joke. You ready for this one?
Sure.
Since I left cult, how many cult members does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many cult members does it take to change a light bulb, Sean?
None. Cult can't change a fucking thing.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. Began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Rant Radio. Email your opinions to theman@rantradio.com or to Samarian at info@rantradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Ooh, I'm pissing people off with that one. Ooh, they're all mad now. Hey, how's it going? Yes?
You pissing people off? That's not the purpose.
Who knew? Yes, it's true. I know. This is the Sean Kennedy Show. I would be Sean Kennedy the fucking man. This is episode number 32. Tonight's theme is Cyberpunk keeps on a trucking and a coming and doing everything else that Cyberpunk would normally do. Tonight, before we get going on, you got to know that this is, in fact, show number 32. And if you want to just download all the other shows and listen to them in all their heavenly glory, you can check them out. What movie was that from?
I don't know.
You miss all the heavenly glory. It's a Bruce Lee movie, man. Anyway, you
Bruce
are
Lee.
Free. You do, fuck, how can you hate Bruce Lee? How can you hate...
It's too boring.
I was just going to say, Bruce Lee is dull. I mean, shit.
Realistic fighting. One punch, and he's down.
Well, we don't want that. We want 3.5 hours of Matrix.
Damn right.
Bullshit, man. Bruce Lee's cool. Bruce Lee takes off his shirt and does that wing shit with his shoulder blades, and he's all like, he can crack shit just by, like, wiggling and stuff. That guy's cool.
Impressive, but boring.
You suck. You are free to distribute this broadcast in any form you see fit. You can copy it on AOL CDs and put in other people's mailboxes. Back in the original packaging. That's totally fine with me. This, going through the RC tonight, these are all the poor, unfortunate souls who have nothing better to do on a Monday night. We have...
Listen to us.
Yeah, pretty much. We have Smokey, Mrs. SK. I know. I miss you too, Smokehouse. It was very, very cool. I came up here. We all miss each other. I miss you too, Lizzie. Snake at Work, Abadoobie, Alien Binary, Binky Boy, Borden, Cabot, KCFK, Cerulean, Shandiv at Work. Shouldn't you be working right now? And then my shoes started to squeak. Chemical X Girl, Colonel Blair, Coppertop, Covan, Kyle23, Delamorte, Down Halo, which I wonder if that's like down high altitude, low open. Dr. Marinus, Dynasty in Australia, all our Australian listeners, very happy to have you.
Lots of them.
Do what, John? Is your name Bruce? Enochian, Fabricari, Griffin, Hybrid Theory, Jonath Marketath, good to see ya. Katana, Kazuma, Yokazuma, Kexler, Lashek, Lentium, Lieutenant Major Zombie, glad to see you back in the house and off your medication. Malkav, Mind the Pirate, No Deal. I think that's Nikon. Who would be calling me right now? Are you out of your mind? I think it's my mom, so I'm not going to answer it. Who the hell calls me? Like, Mom, I'm on the air. Mom, I'm on the internet!
Don't disturb
me. Don't butt me. I'm on the internet. Are you out of your mind? Mom! Anyway, where was I? Hybrid Theory, Jordan, Markadath, Katana, Kazuma, Kexler, Loshek, Lentium, Lutamage, Zombie, Malkav, Mind Prime, No Deal, Lord Nikon... He hates it when I call him Nikon. His name's actually...
Nikon
Streisand. His actual name's Nixon. I think it's Nixon. Well, it's Nixon now. Fuck it. Nomad Yig Drazel. Pyrolay. Hey, man. Pyro NHL. Oh, what's that like? High Life? Port Surfer. Pretender Australia. Another Australian listener. Woohoo! Down Under. Woo. Shouldn't you be sleeping? Prophet Doodle. Prune Squalor. Quadbox. Oh. Ratfucker. Red Fox. Sanix Your Mom. Sapphire. Sexy Misconduct. Shinobi Taiko. Sir Dork and Mom. Hi, Mom.
Lots of moms listening tonight.
Damn it. I was just saying, Mom, I'm on the internet. Scavenger. Sloth. 736. Soldier. Spider. Tantrix. Test Subject. The Bug. Templar Knight. Glad to see you made home alive and without going to any federal crimes. Turmoil, Wildcard, WhatsApp, WS Ninja, Zanda, Zenobia, DJ Species, Cybertech, down in Houston, good to see you, and Shadow Fur. Glad we're all here in the show tonight. So, Moving right along, let's get on back to my wonderful speech.
Moving right along.
Moving right along and all those other good segue speeches. If you want to join us in the RC so I can read out your name at the beginning of each show, how do you do that, Sim?
Go to the webpage, click on chat, type in your name, click chat, and you'll be there, too. And Sean will read out your name.
Sean will read out your name.
Or you can download an IRC client, Sean's favorite, MIRC. Is that your phone again?
That's my phone. I think I will turn my phone off.
And then you go to the other side servers and in the Rant Radio channel. Everyone's phone's going, what's going on here?
No, the problem here is I just remembered I was supposed to check on my dad this weekend and I never did.
Oh.
Shit. He hit his head really hard on Friday.
Ooh.
And I was supposed to drop down and see him. Ooh. Hope he's not dead. Well, she would have phoned me first thing this morning if he was dead. So.
What if he...
It's Monday right now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And it was Friday... But he hit his head. And
oh, crap. I hope he's not dead. That would suck.
That would suck.
I'll phone her on halftime. The internet's more important. Anyway.
Oh, ha. Ooh.
Yeah.
Let it that out one later.
Yeah, so you want to get the MIRC.
The MIRC.
MIRC. Get in the MIRC.
Get on. I heard they have internet on computers now.
Oh, they have internet on computers now. So that's very, very cool. If you want to get in touch with us, you can get us at info@rantradio.com. That sends it to Sumerian, who is the man in charge. He's the manager. He's all holy.
I make things happen.
He's the large, chlorophyll, glowing god in the sky. And if you want to get in touch with me, it's theman@rantradio.com. Tonight in the studio, we have some guests. Yes?
Oh, my God.
We have... You can... Love him, your mic.
Oh, so I will, because he'll say...
Works out better.
He'll just
we
say
have the professor in the house tonight.
Hello.
Yay! The professor's being rather goth tonight. However, I think Skitty was in the house earlier, so she's probably listening. Can we get a hello, Skitty, from the professor? Because, you know, it makes her horny.
All right, then. Ooh, Skitty.
There you go. That's what we needed. One Skitty for you.
Oh, yeah.
Also in the house tonight, we have Destro.
What the hell?
What the hell? Indeed.
What the hell?
What the hell? Which is
memories. Coming
you
back.
You should have said basically what the hell.
Basically what the hell.
Basically what the hell.
Furthermore, what the hell?
What the hell? So Destro is a buddy of mine who, me, Scotty, and Destro, funny story. We went out, Scotty, Destro, myself, and Contessa all went out to this big field during the first seed meteor shower. Which is funny, if you were an alien spaceship and you were going to watch planet Earth, when would you do it? You'd do it when there was some interference, so, you know, people would go, it's just media. But no. We went out, we laid on the back in a field, and he took, like, his camera and did, like, 30-second exposures on the sky.
Cool.
And we started seeing these scars. These scars?
These scars in the sky. Oh, my God. And it opened up, and aliens came down.
It's full of scars. It's kind of like 2000.
Was that, are you aliens?
Hellraiser 2001. Oh, my God, it's full of scars. The stars started to wiggle, and he left the camera open for, like, 30-second exposures.
Yeah.
So if they truly did wiggle, they would leave, like, a little blur.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
But the problem is, he got back home, and the film was missing.
Oh, my God. Like, gone? No, not in the camera.
Not
no film
camera.
At all.
No film at all.
And, there was film in the camera before.
Sure.
It was the next day.
I think he overexposed the film. It just disappeared.
No. The film was in the camera as I was taking shots all day long. All sorts of nice little things. Wildflowers, wild men, wild fat men scratching their nipples. It was amazing.
Did you burn the camera?
No.
My God, it's possessed.
It's not possessed. You're just a screaming atheist. You can't be against UFOs. UFOs have nothing to do with aliens.
Oh, I did. I'm not against UFOs. You think aliens stole your film.
Well, who else would be there? You know, this little gray guy. What are you doing? Hey! Hey, you're not a teenager. You know, like, I don't know. What would you do if you were arrested a alien? Don't move. No, it wouldn't work, you know? What the fuck?
The hands would slip out of the...
So that was an interesting thing. However, something did happen, which I forgot to mention last show, about my trip to Oregon.
All right.
Which was, I was down in Oregon, I don't think I mentioned this on the air, and I was buying some ice cream, and I got back some money, and I looked on the money, and there was www.rantradio.com written on the $1 bill. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I got some old Rant Radio money from that was still in circulation. Yay!
Yes, I kept
the bill. So
back in the day.
Very, very cool. So we're going to start doing that again. If you have any money kicking around, break out your cash, which chances are most of our listeners don't have any money, otherwise you'd be out spending it, not listening to us on the radio.
That's right. You should
write www.rantradio.com on your money. Yes, vandalized. Put that old crimes just for us. It's cool. We enjoy that kind of thing.
It's addictive.
Now, there is something that I need to know. I need to know something from the masses of the internet. Yes, internet. Uh-oh. Hello, internet. This is Sean. I know I've served you well.
Hello, Sean.
Yes, you are my most loyal of servants. You arise, young internet, very well. Young webcaster. But, anyway, I need to know a couple of things. I need to know Like, everyone knows about Burning Man, the Burning Man Festival. If you don't know about Burning Man right now, crawl out from under your rock and look around.
BurningMan.com.
BurningMan.com. Or download.
Do it now.
Or go to SKTFM.tv.
It's on in a week. Download.
Is it?
Yeah. Go there.
Pay.
Do it.
Yeah, do it.
It's fun.
Do it. Do it now.
Bring water.
But seriously, I need to know, because I know there's more festivals. What's going on?
Nothing.
Ignore me. What's that weird fucking sound in the background?
Oh, my God. It's the background music.
Is it?
Yes.
That's very gay background music. Your background music has been sucking.
Shut the hell up.
I don't know. It was kind of serene, like crickets.
It was. Kind of like high speed crickets. Is that like hell sound?
Some other radio station.
It's experimental. Anyway, whatever. So, where was I? Oh, yes. I need to know other festivals. Now, people told me about the Rainbow Festival, and they told me about Burning Man. And while I was at Burning Man, maybe somebody else knows about this, but this total acid casualties while we were sitting down there. You remember this, Sim? We were sitting down there, this complete acid casualty was talking to us about this weird concrete city somewhere in Arizona. Where this whole, like, town was made out of concrete.
I think
they
imagined
have, like, this, this weird kind of party that happens there. Now, I need to know strange locations. Like, there's this Tesla house somewhere in Oregon, which is, like, the Life Dome where these people go. And then there's that town where the coal fire happened and now the whole town is on fire.
Yeah, that's cool.
That kind of thing. I need to know locations like that. So if you know of anything... Okay, because I'm planning something for next summer. And I need to know locations and festivals... Okay, I don't care where they are, if they're just cool, like, yeah, there's this weird coral garden in Florida, or something like that, or, like, any of that kind of shit.
Put it in the forums. Put it under the Sean Kennedy Show, and we'll check back.
Sure, or you can email it to
me. Or email.
Yeah, email it to me would be also be good.
Yeah.
The man at rantradio.com, or put it in the forums, but whatever. Please, 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 I need to get this information. I need to find locations, weird places. Doesn't matter if there's a festival there or not. A festival is cool. Weird places is also cool. So, please, 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 scour the internet. Fly, my flying monkeys. On to the feedback of the show. Yes, in fact, I got a cool letter from Kucat. Hey, I'm still working on a handout CD for Rant Radio to spread the virus. But before I tell you everything I've worked on, I need some help from you. Links for the truth. Something like Xenu.net or Drug War Facts or something like the people can browse to learn about the shit. Any ideas you might have on what to put on the CD. Here's what I have so far. I rigged up an auto run, which means, by the means Visual Basic, blah, 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 CD browser, Winamp install, blah, 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 blah. It has all the SK rants, non-solo, that were in the FTP archives, up to show number 31. They also have some of the great hits, like Americans for Purity and Body
Our
Armor.
Our greatest hits,
now from KTEL. So very, very cool. I made a Rant Radio graphic, very cool, which I've sent over to you.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. That'll be up in our graphic section soon.
You betcha.
Anyway, this is my thing. I seriously think you people need this. As soon as I am done, I can send you a beta version, give me your address, and let me know what you think. Thanks a lot. Now, if you have any ideas, you can send them to KooCat, and that's KooCat, Koo. Like it's spelled like it sounds. KOO_CAT13@hotmail.com. That's right. Fill up that mailbox. Okay. So KOO_CAT13@hotmail.com. If you got any ideas about shit that we can put on a sort of a press kit release kind of a thing, something you've done, some graphics you've done, things that you think are cool, you want to help them out, please send it to KooCat because that's a very, very cool thing to do. Thank you so much, KooCat. You had a shit. Oh, my God. You had a shit. Then I got an interesting email from Philip.
Aren't they all?
Hello, Philip. not Evans Philip. This is a different Philip.
Oh, not the Philip in Britain.
Not the Philip in Wales. You know, the other Philip. It's a private joke between me and Sam. Philip says, hello, Sean. Hello, Philip. I had an idea a couple days ago. I was thinking that if you had time, are you out of your fucking mind? You can make an answering machine message for us to put on our answering machines. Maybe like several different themes. Maybe some theme from the After Now, Sean Kennedy Chronicles, Tales from the After Now, that kind of stuff. I think this is a pretty cool idea. Hope you do too.
Sean will definitely do an answer machine for anybody that emails him.
You suck.
No. Personalized, actually.
You suck.
No.
Yeah.
Just joking.
Yeah. And I'll send you some of my semen in an envelope. Oh, shit, I forgot his mom is listening. God damn it. Anyway, no, but seriously, I think that's very cool.
I like that idea.
Yeah, answering machine messages would be cool. It's hard if I should do, like, vulgar ones and non-vulgar ones. The sad thing is that people would, like, have, like, I'm sure that Id Fungus probably has, like, the Sean Kennedy action figure message on an answering machine.
I mean, if people want to make their own, they could probably piece it together.
Do you know what the really funny thing was?
What's that?
Right when, because, like, I very rarely use the word cunt on the radio. It just
I know. I didn't know where they got that from.
I sent it to him specifically. He wanted some...
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Sean's never said that.
He's never said that. So
not in that context.
He wanted me to, because I said, Goon Squad, you fucking cunt, right?
Yeah.
Ironically enough, because my dog is sick right now. Yes,
yeah.
The WOG dog is sick.
Uh-oh.
I had to actually
euthanize it?
Euthanize it. Sorry, pup. Boom! No.
You're not useful anymore.
So you get on the ice.
Look at this soldier!
All he can do now is walk point and take the first bullet. No. What happened there was that the dog is sick, so the wife had to get in touch with me, so she turns into the show.
Oh, right, yes.
The minute she turns into the show is when we were hitting the button, and it goes, Goon Squad, you fucking cunt! And, of course, cunt is one of the women's favorite words in the entire galaxy. They hate that word.
That's the worst.
Oh, yeah. Which I'm thinking would be a great name for a dog. You know, if you named your dog cunt, that'd be great. You imagine that? Run him through the park. Cunt! Cunt! Come here, cunt! Come here, you fucking cunt! Come here! That'd be great.
Drop the ball, you cunt!
Drop the ball, cunt! Good cunt, good. You know, good name for a cat or something. This is my cat, cunt. So, putting the cunt back in country. But, yes, so, but she turned in just as I was saying that.
She's
so,
like, what is this show about?
She's like, oh my gosh.
It's really gone downhill since what the hell?
And then I get home and she gives me shit over it. And I'm like, Sweetie, there's a reason why you don't listen to the show. Thank you. That would be my man time kick. From Mars.
Yeah, we have our demographic, and you're not
in. Yeah, sweetie, the Mennonite apostles are not really part of my demographic.
We tried. God knows we tried to get them in our demographic.
We tried to keep the psycho Christians in line, but no. No, sorry. You're just not part of the demographic. We also got a new graphic from Mixter.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Which one's this?
I forwarded it to you.
Oh, okay. Was it like today?
Yeah.
Well, it's not up. So.
Well, it's not
we
up.
Can look at it here, I guess.
So shut up.
Shut up, Beavis.
Shut the fuck up, Beavis. So next year, very, very cool. I'm glad that Smokehouse and everybody made it back home alive, one piece, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Tonight we didn't have a lot of feedback, but
I got some stuff.
Oh, do you have some feedback?
That's not his. That's not Nixter's.
No, that's.
I think you better send it in. I didn't get it.
All right, you suck. You suck because I didn't get it. All right. So
okay.
What do you got to go over?
Do you have this one?
Do I have this one? No.
Okay. Our good buddy, Rebecca.
No way.
Her cathedral is broken.
What do you mean it's broken?
Broken. Very expensive to fix. She is broken. It is broken.
How'd you hear about this?
A listener sent this in ICQ or something. There it is. So if you want
to help her out,
and it's on like a tow truck, and it's like sad looking, and it's like, oh.
No.
She's broken, and I'm broke. Cathedral needs a transmission work, and I am broke. Please help me get cathedral back in the road. I'm stuck,
oh, no.
And I can't go to Burning Man this year because of the situation.
That sucks. Oh, no.
If you love cathedral, please help. So there's a PayPal thing there, and there's the cathedral on a yellow tow truck edge of a highway somewhere.
Oh, shitty, dude.
Yeah, isn't that awful? It's awful. Seriously, anything, however small, will help tremendously. So there you go. All she needs is 800 people to send a dollar.
So and she needs 800 bucks.
Yes, that is correct.
Oh, wow.
So
anyone who wants to see Cathedral in action, you can download the SKTFM stuff.
Yeah,
check
it is
shit out.
Awesome. And
yeah, that was the car that we drove out into the middle of the desert and drank absinthe in. And
oh, God.
Oh, it was just fucking, that car is like the coolest. She made my Burning Man. That's very,
yeah,
very cool.
Oh, yeah, that was like pinnacle.
I think I'm going to send her a couple bucks. That's very, very cool. Right on, right on. And if you want to help Cathedral, you can send money too. Cathedral needs your money.
Praise Cathedral.
Yes, put your little prayer cloth on the screen. All right, what else?
Now I rub my 1-inch by 1-inch prayer cloth between my fingers.
And I got some holy cornmeal. All right, so just let mail order religion tell me how to raise my kids. Hey, we got that sound like kicking around. I know I do this to you every fucking show.
Hey, can you pull something out of your ass, Sim? Oh, yeah, I got that just floating on my desktop.
Well, I figured you have it. I don't know. You got everything here, man. Come on, you got...
it's somewhere,
he's got
right?
got a robotic automation system that goes and grabs shit every time I say it. We got
out of the library, a little robotic arm.
Yeah, there you go. It's just like that scene from Hackers.
Hey, it all works on AI. I just speak to it and I go get it.
That's right. You know, multi-million-dollar setup over here.
Here's a letter from a listener, Adam. What else can I say? Rant Radio kicks ass, and I listen to it all the time at home. And I tape it so I can listen to it in my car.
Wow, that's way too much.
Way too much. So thank you, Rant Radio. My life is now complete. Or at least substantially more edgy. That is all.
That is all. That is all. End of line.
Crazy. Okay. This one is from... I don't know.
I don't know.
And
what's your last name?
Mind Pirate. I think he's listening tonight, too.
Yes, he is. Cool.
Okay.
Look it in. Yes, he's in the RC.
I started my first day at work, and they had me making these box corners for packaging the large box-like machines.
Wow, I need to know this.
Yeah, I know. The machines are those things you see at Tim Hortons that dispense the cream. Anyway, I got so fucking pissed off at these things because they would never stay glued. So I figured I would have fun with it and write stuff like, I am a WOG, I work for Xenu, Scientology kills, RantRadio.com, Sean Kennedy, TFM, and so on. The thing is, the glue was so hot, it made a dark print on the thin cardboard. Rest assured, I'm off that duty now. Oh. Second, today, I got a call from the Daily News asking for subscriptions, so I figured from the voice, this guy was about 18 to 24 and didn't like this job. So I sat down and just told him, tell me anything you have to make you look good if your boss is looking. So he did for 15 minutes. Then I just told him to take a piece of paper and write these things down. RantRadio.com, SkullCrew. Skullcrew.com, TheMemoryHole.com, Sansu Art of War, book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, book, and finally WOG with 7 zeros and 5 exclamation marks. The guy laughed and said he will definitely check that out.
All right, very
How
cool.
How to mess with telemarketers.
That's right, because that telemarketer does not want that job. He's sitting there getting a hand job being like, this phone call may be monitored to assure customer service. Like, you know, only thing is they can hear
you. And he's bored out of his skull.
Yeah, you know, and he hates it. He doesn't want to be there. I hate my
job. So, lighten his day up. So until Sean gets his own animated series where Sim is a dog, this is Mind Pirate signing off.
Mind Pirate scares me.
Okay, another thing about spreading the virus.
Spread the virus.
Ob commie otaku.
Sorry.
Okay, this is how to spread the virus. Write it on everything. Write it on your taxes, on applications, on the bags you buy your bagels with.
Yeah.
Engrave it on your front lawn. Put it in your textbook. Write it on other people. Personal ads. 20-year-old single white female singing whoever. Oh, and www.antradio.com. You know them holy books every cult is giving out for free? Write it on them! Make an audio CD of rants and play it in your car. Every computer you see, make a link to rantradio.com. Make a virus that just adds it to people's bookmarks. Email me, I'll help you with that one, he adds. Scream it out during sex. Do charity work and say, don't thank me, thank www.rantradio.com. Make Rant Radio t-shirts and give them to homeless people. I love that one.
That's very cool.
You can go and find t-shirts anywhere. Go to conventions. You get them for free. Make a stencil, spray paint it on there, give it to homeless people doing two things at once. Clothing the homeless and spreading the word.
Okay, that's like using homeless people as an advertising medium. I think
that's evil.
But it's helping them.
It's helping them, Sean.
Yeah, and while you're at it, you get them to jerk off in a mug, and you can sell it to the fucking sperm bank.
But don't you think that messes with people even a little bit more?
Probably.
Why are all these homeless people wearing radio t-shirts?
Because that's a cult. We need to activate it. Authorize Team Omega. Dun, 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 dun.
We have to take these t-shirts from you. Why? I'm cold.
But my nipples are just pierced.
Bumper stickers. If you work at a TV station, play the URL for 3 seconds on the air. Notice this may get you fired. Yeah. There you go. Some helpful suggestions from Opcomi.
Cool.
Very, very, very cool.
Cool.
So there's my little bit.
That's your bit?
That's my bit.
Okay, now we're going to go into the halftime music. I was going to play a piece that was sent to me from Doobster, but we're going to play that at the end of the show.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Because that's like half an hour long. So at the end of the show tonight, there's a spoken word piece, which kicks ass, which is sent to me from Doobster.
Yeah.
Now, stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, in between time, we have some NoFX.
And we got some of those mixes that people like sending us.
Oh, God, that's so sexy. We'll play a punk, and then we'll play a mix. How many mixes have we got? Or have we only got one?
We have got three to choose from.
Oh, my God.
Oh, two. Did we play the Desert Phone last week from DJ Ojive? Was that the one? Okay. Then we've got Runaway Survival still.
Uh-huh.
And Paladin has sent one in. SKTFM Falling Chair Angel Dust and Orange Juice Mix, he calls it.
Okay, well, let's do the... Oh, I know what that one is. Okay. We'll do both. We'll do both of them. Fuck it.
Okay.
And we'll play some NoFX, I was on the way down here with Destro in the car, and he played some NoFX, and I used to listen to NoFX, one of the first punk bands I ever got into when I was back in the Army. It's the first time I heard these songs since 1995.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very cool. So check these out. This would be NoFX's Murder the Government and Perfect Government.
Government.
Fits with the themes because there's some interesting news items we got coming up, so stay tuned, motherfucker!
I wanna see the Constitution burn. Wanna watch the White House overturn. Wanna witness some blue blood bleed red. One time in-
bigot. That's not the problem. Now is it? It's all about the money. Political power is taken. Protecting the rich, denying the poor. Yeah, I love to watch the world from the White House, and I wonder. How can they sleep at night? How can they sleep at night?
You're living at home and everything's shit. Man, fuck this, man. Man, fuck this, man. I'm 16 years old. I can get the fuck out of here. I'm 15 years old. I'm 14. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't need this shit. I got lots of friends, man. Let's have more fun in the city than ever. My parents are jacking me off. All they fucking do is argue, do drugs. My mom does more fucking drugs than I do. My dad's drunk all the time. He's smacking my ass around. Man, I'm gonna leave this scene, man. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna run the fuck away. I'm just gonna live my life my way by my fucking rules. You're doing, all right? Think about what you're doing. If you live in a big city, you're going to run away. You have any idea how many kids wind up fucking dead in dumpsters, all right? You know how many kids wind up getting exploited, sexploited, and fucking all the rest of it, and wind up getting turned into junkies and fucking child prostitutes? It's some scary shit, man. You are the prey in the predator-prey scenario if you fuck off and you're underage. You're not prepared for it. You are going to die. It is not like what you think it is. It is not like what you think it is. You are the prey in the predator-prey scenario. Thousands of people go missing every year. Think about it, okay? They just vanish. They're fucking smart people. You're not prepared for it. You are going to die, okay? You are going to fucking perish. If you just fuck off, you don't have a plan, you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you don't know where you're going, you're just floating around, you're gonna get picked off by some sniper, alright? And there's lots of them out there. There's religious groups, there's fucking all kinds of cult groups, there's fucking sexual predators, they're everywhere, man, everywhere. Chicks, guys, doesn't matter, you're just as much at risk. You're gonna get raped and fucking killed. There in the world who want to fuck you up if you just take off. Thousands of people go missing every year. Think about it, okay? They just vanish. They're fucking smart people. Well, that's not me, man. That couldn't happen to me. It can't happen to you. You're gonna fuck off. You're gonna run away from home, okay? You better make sure you got a head full of knowledge, right? You better make sure you don't do some reading, okay? You better make sure that you've got the physical stamina. You're not sick. You don't need medication. What if you get hurt? What if you get jacked over? What then? You're fucked. You're fucked. We'll be right back.
Jungle, man. It is not like what you think it is. It is not like what you think it is. Thousands of people go missing every year. Think about it, okay? They just vanish. They're fucking smart people. Okay, you can't be doing that, all right? You're going to go out there in the world. You got to make sure you get a little bit of knowledge going on. Get your hands on some books, okay? Do some reading. The SAS Survival Guide. Find out a little about urban operations. Find out about, you know, make sure you got a good AWOL bag. Good book you want to read, right? Okay, you got the Survival Guide for under 18. ISBN number 0-96733-13-0-7, okay? Wrote by Mark Best. He sent me a copy of the fucking thing. It's a good book. Teaches you how to stay alive. Maybe it won't wind up in a fucking dumpster somewhere. But if you're going to run away from home, okay, if you're going to run away from home, you better have a fucking plan. You better have a plan or you're going to die. This is no shit, okay? Don't take this shit lightly. You take to the streets, you are on your own. And it is a cold, hard, concrete jungle, man. And it is not like what you think it is. It is not like what you think it is. You will wind up with a mouthful of bloody chiclets and fucking an arm full of drugs, and you will not know what the fuck happened. You are the prey in the predator-prey scenario. You will not know what the fuck happened. So you're pissed. You're living at home and everything's shit. My name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
More. Yes, we're going to turn the music right off because I'm about to do a voiceover so he can use it in a mix. Scientology blows goat testicles! That's right, we're going to use that inside of a... What? Scientology blows goat testicles! There. Now you can use that inside of a music mix. So he asked me to say that, so you can use it inside of a mix. We love mixes! That last one was very, very cool. Who did that
very
last
one? Hardcore!
Psycho Hardcore. Faster.
Paladin.
Need Faster. Paladin did that.
Yeah, I sped up Sean a little bit there.
Like, just in case I wasn't talking fast enough. Yes, yes, indeed. Now, more with the cyberpunk, and things are happening. Some, this is just general news from around the world. Some very cool stuff. Now, remember a while ago I was talking about tactical vests? I was talking about the e-vest, how you need a tactical vest in order to keep all your gadgets in there. Well, there's this guy who came up with a tactical vest, and now they've improved that tactical vest, and it's essentially called the tac e-vest or something like that. Let's go check it out. Now, the thing is, this has got, like, 19 internal pockets and all this kind of jazz. Very, very cool. However, I'm here to tell you, since I walk around with a webbing vest anyway.
Scott e-vest.
The Scott e-vest, yes. The Scott e-vest. No, this isn't the Scott Harker vest. This is a different vest. But this vest here has 19 internal pockets, and I hope you have everything all hooked up to a headgear, because you're never going to remember where the fuck you put anything. So I'm here to tell you, I don't have 19 pockets, and I can never keep track of my shit. I've lost my wallet in my vest before. I'm here to tell you. But that's kind of an interesting thing. I saw that, and I thought, hey, that's kind of cool. So why not? What the hell?
Version 2.5.
Yeah, very, very neat. I don't know what they're worth. I mean, it's just, you can do the same thing with just a tactical vest. You get, like, some good, cool assault vests. And I think they look cooler. But, I mean, then again, you get in trouble. Or you're going to elbow my foot.
My elbow.
Here's something that'll cheer you up. The DVD zone encoding is starting to fail.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. I thought this would really make you happy.
Yeah, I read that today.
Yes, this was on Slashdot, where... from Slashdot, where DVD encoding... Now, in case you're not... What's the score on this? Sim, you know all about this shit. What's actually the story behind this?
Well, people around the world want to watch their DVDs.
Right.
And they get released in the U.S. usually first.
Right.
And the MPAA has a stranglehold on the DVDs in
That's
other
right.
countries because they regionally encode them to only play in North America.
Oh, really?
And they jack up the prices around the world, too.
So oh, that's good.
You can't just buy one in North America and go, oh, I got it 2 months early, and it's a lot cheaper. So that's how why they put in the regional encoding. But all over the world, there's these DVD players that, oh, I don't know how that got leaked out, but can play every movie from everywhere.
Really?
And more and more people are buying these. Oh, I have one. Oops.
I see.
Because, well, you can't hold back the consumers what the consumers want. And what they want is movies. Anytime, anywhere.
Consumer any armada! Movie.
That's right. So they're all cracking their DVD players. And too bad to the MPAA.
Oh.
So maybe people actually get fair prices for their DVDs, and they're not jacking other countries.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Not nearly as cool as this, though. We got Force Field for Mecca! Yes, that's right. Some asshole has actually created a force field.
We have Mecca?
Well, no, we have force fields, though. They're almost as cool. See, it's not actually a true force field. What it is that they take, like, these pieces of copper, and they run, like, this plasma through it, like, really, really high, super high voltage. Yes.
Cool.
And then what happens is that if a bullet punches a piece of copper, the electricity is going through it at such a high velocity, it vaporizes whatever it touches.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Vaporizes anti-tank grenades and shells.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Force fields are here.
Force fields. Yeah, so I'm liking that.
Do they make that cool sparky thing if something hits it?
I think
like
they,
in the movies?
Well, yeah.
It vaporizes them, so.
Yeah, so probably. It probably does the Ghostbuster thing. So, I mean, that would be cool. That'd be cool. But that's yet another wonderful thing. And people are like, whoa, that's really...
But can I get
really
it for
neat.
My car?
Can you get it from your car? But for your car, glad you asked about the car, Sim, because now we've got our water-powered cars. Yes, GM has finally said, screw you guys. Fuck OPEC. We are going to make our water-powered cars. And here's the link for them. These are the new cars, which are called... what the fuck are they called? Let's get to the
water
site.
Cars?
They're called little squirts. No, what the fuck are they called? They're called
High Wire.
Yeah, they're kind of cool looking, too.
Yeah.
They look very, you know...
Futuristic Blade Runners.
Blade Runners. You know, they don't fly.
No,
because we still don't have flying cars. I want my flying cars.
God damn, they promised me flying cars.
I want my fucking flying cars. So the car uses hydrogen as fuel.
Nice.
Very, very cool. Very, very happy about that. So hydrogen fuel cells... Very, very neat. So that's a very cool thing. And as this happens, this means cleaner air. This means that OPEC gets to suck. And you know what's really going to be funny? It's when all those wonderful, wonderful people in the Middle East who can't seem to get their ass together, well, they're going to wind up losing out on all their gas. And I'm wondering what's going to happen in the Middle East when we don't buy gas anymore.
They'll have to find something else to do.
A war. A war would be good. But then again,
you must buy our
there's
gas.
Nothing to fight over. Hey, get your filthy hands off my desert. Not going to work. No one gives a shit about
you. You can have your desert. We got enough sand.
It'll be a while before we can get the water-powered cars.
Holy Star Trek console.
Yeah,
look at the bottom picture. Scroll down, everyone.
Seriously, that looks pretty
wow.
Pretty wacko.
Like someone can like sit in front of the seats there. So much room.
Yeah, and they got like little computer screens inside there. And on those computer screens inside the cars, you can easily hack all the military websites. That's right. It's like a game show, you know, where each thing says, and you can enjoy that in your brand new car. In your brand new car, you can hack the military websites because you know what? They're easy to do. That's apparently what the experts
say. I did five today.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, funny story. Abbotsford Air Show was just in town.
Yes.
And me and the professor went up to go see the Abbotsford Air Show. And it was
surprise,
at night.
Surprise.
Yeah, we went up. Well, no, it was
professor?
The
airplanes? No.
No. It's true. We went up there, and it was at night. It was the night before the show started. So I go, and I pull in, and I'm kind of like pulling the back way, and I drive in really deep.
Yeah.
Get out of the car, walk over to this burned-out hangar, look inside the hangar. There's nobody around.
Yeah.
And I'm 10 feet away from a stealth plane.
Oh, yeah.
And at that point, I'm like, oh, shit, there's a stealth fighter. And I look around, there's no guards. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm close enough to spit on this stealth fighter.
Tell me, Scotty had his camera. Good.
Did we shoot film? No. Why? Because if a guard were to show up, that camera would be gone.
What's in that bag? Tampons?
No, this is the U.S. military. They'll confiscate everything.
Did he leave his camera in the car?
No.
We shoot some goddamn film if it's already on him.
No. We were like, shit, there's the stealth fighter.
Yeah.
Now, the thing
run away.
I didn't actually go and try the door, but I honestly thought it'd be very, very cool if I were to see, the door. No. The door to go into the building because there's one pane of glass.
Oh, you could see it.
Yeah. But
oh,
I was 5 feet away with a single pane of glass in a burned down hangar. And I'm like, I looked inside the hangar, there's nobody there. I'm like, damn, I bet you these doors are unlocked.
What better place to hide a stealth is in a burned out hangar?
So I was gonna like go inside the hangar and like be looking around and get the stealth fighter footage, and then I vanish. Where Chongo? We don't know. Where'd that guy go? We don't know. So yeah, kind of a little bit scary. But anyway, military websites, along with their security, because I was close enough to put a bomb on a fucking stealth fighter. Okay, like
did they fly it at the show?
Oh fuck yeah!
Really?
Wow. Oh fuck yeah! Yeah, very much so. So here's a story about how easy it is to hack military websites. Now, they say they got experts. Oh, yeah, they're very easy to hack. You know, we were surprised how easy it was. If you pay us millions of dollars.
Expert hackers.
Expert hackers. What, are you 14? You're breathing snot through your nose and drinking Jolt? Fuck off, okay? Get out of here. That's just retarded. But anyway, that's what they say. I mean, God knows I hack military sites. They're easy. What do you think? You ever done any hacking in your day?
Well, sometimes when I'm sitting alone by myself in front of my computer, I like nothing more than to try and hack Canadian military websites. Because, you see, much like the Canadian military, they're about 20 years behind, so it's kind of logging in through a BBS, you see.
Really?
Just a little bit difficult to find the number, but it's an Ottawa-based number, so, you know, there's process of elimination you go through, and then finally you get there, and you're like, remote access. Ooh. And you log in. And you'll find that there's absolutely nothing there, similar to our military.
So, you're like, wow, I'm subject to all the Canadian secrets. Which there are none.
Yay!
Moving right along to go with those secrets. One of the secrets we don't keep is the secret of atomic memory, which is a new thing that just came out. I know, a bad segue.
Never heard of
it. There it is. Atomic memory is a new piece of memory storage where they have atoms storing memory.
Really?
Yeah, no shit. Wow. Like, check this out. It's on two mobiles.
1010100.
Yeah, it's arranging atoms as a 10 thing.
10 million billion of them in a single grain of salt. Well,
yeah.
That solves our memory problems.
Yeah, one CD for the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah.
I can install my OS on this rewritable CD.
I've stored my life on it.
Yeah, that's
everything I see, everything I hear.
I can carry 80 gigs of data in my head. 120 if I use a doubler. Sorry, we're kind of past that now. Good try, though. Good try. Johnny Mnemonic. Little bit didn't pay attention to Moore's Law, but hey.
That's okay.
That is okay. And while you're overloading and you get your synaptic seepage, don't worry, because we got the rescue droids to make sure that you don't overload. Yes, in Japan today, which is the link we're now currently putting in the RC. Japan today, which is a great website.
You tomorrow,
Japan fucking today. Because they're 8 hours ahead, so you look at the screen, it says Tuesday, August 20th.
Kanagawa
to develop rescue robots! Yokohama, Kanagawa Prefecture is planning to establish a complex for research and development of the disaster rescue robot in a Kanahan waterfront district between Kanazaki and Yokosuga by fiscal 2007. Textual officials say Internet Rescue Complex will introduce research and development, R&D, center of the core facility of the complex. And the solution center will gather information and rescue operation from firefighting units. After that, we bomb Pearl Harbor. And where? Holy shit, a Brexox. Okay, So that's kind of how that works. Very, very cool. But they're making rescue droids. I want to see more of that.
Rescue druids, yes.
Rescue droids. Shut up. That's fucking spell check doing that
that's
shit.
That's funny.
Rescue druids. Don't worry. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm a rescue druid. Don't tell me you're a sun god. Anyway, so now here's something fucked up. This is on CNN.
Oh.
UFOs are burning people in India. What?
On
yeah.
CNN.
On fucking CNN.
They steal my film and then burn the Indians.
No shit.
And they even have pictures of burned
pictures,
Indians.
fucking Indians. What the fuck was that?
Oh, that was my phone call. No, that was my cell phone fucking up. That's not cool.
No, that was my keyboard.
What's the bomb keyboard?
Up. Jesus Christ, I got too many goddamn things in this house.
Something's falling.
I dropped something. Nobody move.
Red and blue lights that attacks villagers
and burns them. Oh. Extensively burning those victims, it does not kill. This is not like, I got a sunburn, I got torched. At least that's what panic-stricken villagers say. At least 7 people have died of unexpected injuries last week in the Uttar Pradesh state. A mysterious flying object attacked him in the night, Rujat Paj says to his neighbor, Rajeshpal, who died recently in Shinawa. His stomach was ripped open and he died 2 days later.
Get some video cameras over there.
Yeah, well, okay, they'd like clean water first, but anyway. many others have suffered scratches and surface wounds, which they say were inflicted while they slept. Okay, well, whatever. The village of Dara, 53-year-old Kalawathi, said that she was attacked last week and displayed blistered from her blackened forearms. Great. It was like a big soccer ball with sparkling lights, says Kalawathi, who only uses one name. It burned my skin. I can't sleep because of pain, she said. Doctors dismissed the stories as mass hysteria. Yeah, well, where are the burning people coming from, asshole?
Mass hysteria. They're burning themselves.
Yeah, they're burning themselves with a large red soccer ball.
They just want attention.
Yeah, those fucking Indians. You know, no, I don't think so, dude. There's something really weird. Really, really, really weird there. I don't know what's going on. We should keep track of that. Mm-hmm. Now, African Love Turtle sent me a cool message about quantum computers. Remember how, yes, Mutt lives. This is kind of a cool thing that African Love Turtle sent, where it talks about the theories of quantum computers. Quantum computers, for those who don't listen to Tales from the Afternoon, where I talked about it a little bit, is the concept of computers using light as computational mass, which means that they can essentially spontaneously develop AI, which is a theory they have, which is what I use when I develop.
Really?
Yeah. Quantum computers is not something I made up. That's some actual science that they're working on right now. So here's a bit of backdrop for it, and they think they can actually make a fucking working model of one of these cocksuckers, which would be very cool. News flash in Australia. World War II is over.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Blackett from Scotland sent me this. I just got a small piece of information today when I switched on my kitchen radio concerning Australia and World War II. It seems that today, 6-8-02, Australia was declared World War II finally over because they somehow discovered they still had World War II emergency powers in action, enabling them to raid homes, to deport subjects, shoot spies, yada yada.
In Australia, you say.
Yeah, effectively saying that World War II is still going. Let's think about this. For over 50 years, and yet they didn't notice they had emergency powers? What? I'm just jotting this down because I forgot it later. If I dig on any other information, I'll forward it to you. And that's from Blank in Scotland. Thank you.
Now, what does that really say about Australia right there?
Yeah, you know, well, Australia is actually a very cool place, but I'm afraid of their government.
Yes.
Very similar
to British government.
Yeah, that's like, Britain is kind of like Gattaca, and Australia's kind of doing like the Road Warrior thing. It's very, very scary, actually, what's going on down there. Wasn't Road Warrior filmed in Australia?
Oh, my God, the parallels.
Cybernetic Vision from Bastard Guy. Check it out. Vision Quest. Half a century of artificial sight research has succeeded, and now this blind man can see. Now, this is from Wired. Now, you may have heard this before.
Yeah,
but apparently
I've seen video of it.
But apparently, they're saying that eventually this may... The technology's very rudimentary right now. But they're saying it maybe actually get better than human sight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, following Moore's Law, every 18 months, technology doubles.
Wow.
In 10 years, this motherfucker might be, we have the technology. Very, very cool. Now, Sumerian sent me a link. Yes, it's
did
June.
I?
Yes, the day has arrived.
Sweet.
Are you licensed to read me that bedtime story, Daddy?
That freaked me out.
Yeah, give me the lowdown on this, because you actually read this shit. What's going on here?
Well, this guy went to his local bookstore and bought a book. It was in shrink wrap. And on the cover, it said, has a license agreement. In the book.
Oh, yeah.
On the book. Like, it's shrink wrap. You can't open it without reading it. Right. If you open this book, you agree to all the licenses within here.
Okay.
And
on a book.
It plainly says, by breaking the seal, you agree to the terms and licenses, and if you don't agree, you should return the book unopened. What does it say? And it says... you have to be
Here, hang on. Oh, I have it written down. I suppose it wasn't ever with sneak wrap terms showing up in everything from charity websites to pornographic spams. It's just a matter of time. Books with sneak wrap licensing agreements have arrived. The license is non-transferable and would terminate immediately if the licensee or his or her employer ceased to be an Omnicare customer. Although Omnicare guidelines are intended only to be provided guidance to its pharmaceutical products, Omnicare believes to be most effective. The licensee was nonetheless prohibited from disclosing any of the information on the book to third parties.
Great. So you can't read it to anyone.
You can't read it to anyone. You can't read it to your kids. You couldn't say read it on the web as an MP3 and then distribute that. That would be highly illegal. Couldn't do that. Very, very wrong. Now, this is kind of weird. Isn't that kind of weird? Now, the interesting thing is, what protects us from this? Smokehouse sent me this. It's kind of cool. Did you know about the Webcasters Internet Radio Fairness Act?
I did.
You did know about that? What's that about, Sim?
It's pretty much a bunch of broadcasters getting together and proposing what they think is right as opposed to what the RIAA thinks is right.
Really?
And they're pretty much saying what I said. If you don't make a certain amount of money, why should you have to pay? Because you're going to be out of business anyway. What is the point of that? It just shuts down radio stations. So they put, if you go and read it, it's like if you don't make $5 million or something, you shouldn't have to pay anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very, very cool.
It is. At least there's somebody
on
this side.
Is there anything we can do to support that?
I don't know. I haven't really dug into it.
Okay, so for the bulletins of Alan, that is best warned.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, cool.
And
cool.
In the meantime, I haven't heard anything about Tariff 22 at all.
Oh, well, that's good. No news is good news with Gary Ganoo.
Maybe.
Fuck
We'll see.
Well, like it makes a difference to me. I'm not shutting up. That's how that works. You know, fuck it. I'll broadcast from my van, drive around on war driving. I don't give a fuck. Recommended media tonight from Mind Pirate, the man. He sent me a very, very cool thing, which is, I'm talking about The Emperor Wears No Clothes, which is a book about the history of marijuana and how and why it wound up being banned. And I've talked about that, and if you can't get your hands on it, don't worry about it, because we have the link to read it online.
Da-da.
Also, I have The Art of War, Sun Tzu. Very, very cool books. Both of these books are online. We're posting them in the IRC right now. You get online. This will keep you reading until next weekend. And the reason why you want to make sure you're reading next weekend is because tomorrow night's show, there's not a fresh Tales from the Afternoon show. Okay, tomorrow night is a repeat. It's going to be a repeat of the first episode, okay? And I was like, no, new show! Come on, asshole, give me a break, okay? I'm giving you a new show every goddamn week. It is not an easy thing to do.
All right. Now you'll know where it all came from and listen to it live.
Yeah, so you can download it, check it out. But tomorrow night's show is a rebroadcast of the very first show. So if you have people you want to have tune in to listen to the show for the first time, very, very cool. The first show will be airing, and I think that's probably one of the best shows. You know, I wonder which show is probably the best show. What do you think is the best show so far, Sim?
I don't know. They've all got their goods and
I kind of like the one with Mutt and Rachel.
That's probably my favorite if I had to pick one.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Just a really cool story.
Yeah, I kind of like the Server Monk one too. That was cool because I made the little thing. So. But that's cool. That's cool. So tomorrow night's show's a repeat. Don't show up and be pissed off, okay? Because that's just how it is.
Oh my God, what's this?
What the fuck? This is totally brutal. Mess with the normals. Things you can do for fun. Make rant radio stickers. Put them up. Take pictures of where you put the stickers up and then send it to us. Because we need it for the rant radio vigilante section, which is currently called the Street Team, which I hate that title.
Oh, yeah. The graphics section on rant radio.
You
go to rantradio.com. Click on graphics. I put some more graphics up. There's some backgrounds and stuff.
You betcha. Some wallpapers, which you too can use. Now, where'd you get that wallpaper you're using now?
This one in behind? Yes. That was sent to me today.
By who?
Let me check.
Don't know who sent it to you.
There we are. Digitalia, who's probably listening, I think.
Digitalia. Is in fact in the house. Digitalia did a very cool wallpaper.
That'll be going up.
Yeah, which will be up on the site. It's not up yet because, well, it's the same goddamn day, which really sucks.
We're fast, but not that fast.
Not quite that fast. So that's something that you want to check out. Very, very cool. And if you want to also promote it, write Rant Radio on your money. If you don't want to get caught for putting stickers on shit, just write Rant Radio on your money.
It's simple. It's fun.
Get some money. Write Rant Radio on the box. And it's also fun when you get Rant Radio money.
It is. When you get it back, it's like, oh, my God.
If you get some back, write us about it. We'd like
tell
to
tell us.
Tell us all about it. We'll talk
about it. Info at rantradio.com.
Info at rantradio.com. Or
the man
at rantradio.com, which is the best thing to do. Also, something that's coming up. Professor Scott Harder, that fucking dink.
What's he doing?
He gets to go to England.
Bastard.
And while he's in England, he's going to be checking out the Leningrad Cowboys because there's a show that's happening. He gets to go see the Leningrad Cowboys live. Scotty, are you around or no? I think he's gone.
I think he left in disgust.
Okay, well, whatever.
I think he's walking, starting to walk to
England. I think he's walking home. Okay,
must have offended him.
Must have. Leningrad Cowboys are performing in England sometime in September or October, I think. But anyway, so very cool. Check it out on Leningrad Cowboys site.
If you live there. I know some of our listeners live there.
Yeah, there are some there. Leningrad Cowboys, Kick, Lots of Ass, Russian Punk Squad. I would give anything to get some Leningrad Cowboys vodka, because apparently they have their own vodka and their own beer.
Very hard to get a hold of, I believe.
Yes, I want some. Get some. Send it to me. Very, very cool. Now, digital baptism. We got one tonight, yes?
Oh, yay.
Sea Ninja is being baptized tonight. Tonight, is Sea Ninja in the house?
No.
Sea Ninja is not in the house. Well, the next time any one of us see Sea Ninja, ding, 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 is now known as Clockwork Cyborg. Yes, it's true. Sea Ninja, you are now hereby baptized, baloosh, as the Clockwork Cyborg. Thank you.
You're washed of all your sins.
You are washed of all your sins. Please stop kicking underwater. In closing tonight, I'd like to give
Just to say that I will be at Fragmart.
Oh, Fragmart!
I know some of our listeners are going to Fragmart.
Yes, yes, H Hour. Yes, Fragmart. Yes. What's going on there?
It is this week.
This week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And Sunday too. And I'll be there on Thursday.
Yep. And hopefully. I don't know.
We'll be there. Yeah, I won't be on stage or performing or anything. I'll just be there.
He'll be dancing in a jester's hat, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Sam will be turning this little crank organ. I'll be running around like a monkey with a cup. Oh, give me some fucking
jingle, jingle, jingle.
So that's how that works.
Yeah, I'll be running all the, the lights, the music, the sound, everything. Like
bop, 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 bop. Okay, yeah, so you'll be able to listen to Sim's gay choices of music. All fucking crack. No.
Step, step.
Ow. Stop. Will you stop touching me? Anyway, so, very, very cool. So, Fragmart is happening Thursday. Where?
Oh, and we'll be broadcasting through Rant Radio.
Are we?
Yeah, live from there.
Who's broadcasting?
We are. I am.
You're going to be on the air?
On the air.
For how long?
I'm part of Fragmart. I'm doing, like...
All 4 days? 24 hours a day? Or what are you doing?
I'll be there a good portion.
Really?
Yeah.
So tune into Fragmart, and I'll jump on the radio with you, too.
Sure.
And then we'll... So, and Thursday, Friday, if you want to be... If you got nothing better to do...
Frozen Fox. Help me out there.
Oh, really?
So he's going to be there.
Cool. And I'll be jumping on the air, too.
Yep, cool.
So we'll... If you can't be there because you live a million miles away, tune into Rant Radio, and you'll be able to hear us broadcasting
All the announcements and stuff are going over Rant Radio.
Really?
Like, it is... The voice of Fragmart going over Rant Radio.
Oh, really? So they just stream it into the pipe and then you do the stuff there. So if you want to see...
Click, it's on
now,
the pipe.
Does Fragmart have an online section where people can compete from online outside of Fragmart and then come in there?
No, it's an in-house competitive thing.
Oh, it's an in-house one.
Yeah, so you've got to make it up to Vancouver.
Oh, that's gay. It'd be nice if there was like some random rogue servers where they had like something happening and people on the web could tune in or whatever.
Well, there's Red 5 servers. You can play all day long, have your own little tournaments and stuff. But
yeah.
This is like...
No, it's just...
There's like real world prizes. Like, this is huge. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah, no. Fragmart's not to be
talked about. It's a curling rink, right? It's huge.
Very cool. Very cool. Because God knows curling rinks rule.
And a video projector.
You got a video projector. That's very sexy. You should be playing like... the SKTFM episodes with no sound.
No, what we do is pipe it in to one of the streams and they can listen locally.
Oh,
that's what's
really?
Happening. Oddmud's playing there, too.
Oh.
Doing DJing, you tune into a stream because people don't want... Like, it disrupts the playing. So if you want to hear it, you tune into the stream.
Oh, very cool. Very
cool. So, I'll bring some SKTFM.
Special shouts out tonight to Dubster, who has sent me a very cool link, which we're going to post in the IRC tonight. Now, we're playing this after the show ends. After the show ends, we're playing this link. It's an MP3. It's about half hour long. And it's all about some very cool stuff regarding copyright and shit like that. So you want to hang around after the show terminates and listen to this spoken word piece. It's about half an hour long. Very, very cool. The website has like flash animation that goes along with it, but you better have a computer that is not weak in order to play this because it's pretty
unweak, non-weak.
Yeah, like a P2 won't cut the cheese. Okay, you're gonna have to get another one. If you want to help the show, if you want to help us out, you got to get two people hooked on the show. That's it. That's all. If you do the math, if you get two people hooked on the show, and everybody gets two people hooked on the show, eventually in like 6 months we'll have conquered the earth. Okay, so
be at the top of the pyramid.
That's right.
That's how you make money.
642. Just show the plan, and you two can be totally broke because we're broke too. And along with Rebecca, if you want to help out, please, please, please send Rebecca some cash so she can get her fucking cool car back on the road.
She's damn cool.
Because she is damn cool. Damn it,
she's really sweet.
She's a nice, nice lady. Crazier than a shithouse rat, but very cool.
God damn nice, though.
Going through the IRC tonight, these are the poor bastards who managed to stick around. All 75 of them. Ooh, I think that's a new record.
That is good.
That is a new record.
Especially for the end.
Especially for the end. No kidding.
Wow, I must have said some good things.
We got Smokey Mrs. Sim as well. Snake Work, Abadoobie Alien Binary, Altar Boy, Aunt Jemima, Bastard Guy, Binky Boy, Borden, not Borodin, Borden. Bunny, Burger Burger, KCFK, Cerulean, Shandiv, Chemical X-Girl, Clunner Blair, Copper Top, Coban, Kyle 23, Cybertech, TMC, Delamorta, Digitalia. Let me just pull this fucking scroll bar down here. Down Halo, Dr. Mario's Dynasty, Australia. Yo! Griffin. Hey, Bob. Hybrid Theory, Jodath Moore, Kedath, Jodath Moore, who's the man? Kedath, Kazuma, Kaxler, Leshek, Lantium, Lieutenant Major, Zombie, Malkav, Mind Pirate, Missy Neverwinter. All right, I see. So another Neverwinter junkie.
Oh yeah, send in your pictures. All the sexy chicks.
Yeah, all the sexy chicks. Yeah, send in topless photos. Any of your guys, send a topless photo.
Yeah.
No deal, Nixter. Nixon, not Nikon. Fuck you, Nixon. You're now Lord Nikon. Nomad J. Drazel, Obcommy, Paley, Apyro in HL, Port Server, Pretender in Australia, Woohoo, Prophet Doodle, Prune Squalor, Quadbox, Retfucker, Red Fox, Sanix, Sapphire, Sapphire. Shadowfur, Shinobi Taiko, Sirdark, Scavenger, good name, Scavenger, Sloth 736, Soldier, Spider, The Bug, Templar Knight, TSOA, Turmoil, Valka, BTM, Wildcard, WS Ninja, Zanded, and D-Day Species, everybody who managed to show up in the house tonight. Very, very cool.
In the house.
We're getting, what are we getting here?
In the house.
Yeah, somebody sent me, Sapphire sent me a link about how the Taliban are killing puppies. But guess what? The Brits are killing puppies. Everybody's killing puppies, so I'm not going to go off about that.
Everyone kills puppies. Come on, kill a puppy today.
And just before we go, apparently Cybertech's talking about a new CD copy protection using smart chips. So here's a link regarding that.
Buy your new smart chip. Enabled CD player today. Oh, wait. No, thanks.
No, I don't think I will. I think I'll just not buy the old CDs. So, yeah, not very cool. That's from Cybertech. Check that
shit
out. Very, very, very cool. Oh, and happy birthday to Doodle. I guess Doodle's birthday would be today. So, very, very, very cool. Also, make sure you buy a shirt from Angry Shirts because
that's
cool.
We're on the front page. That's the only reason.
Really?
Yeah, our picture. You should see it. I thought you saw it.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
AngryShirts.com, the only place where you should go to buy your angry sportswear, when you want to go light something on fire, and you have to think of what you're wearing. You can either wear the suit and tie.
Look at that face.
Oh, my God. That's a horrible thought. Look at me.
Look at my face.
That's me looking at the size of Nixter's cock. That's what's going on there. I couldn't believe the
size.
Oh,
my God, Nixter.
Oh, my God, Nixter has a huge cock.
Put it away. We're getting jealous.
Like, oh, my God, it's like a baby's arm. It's just insane how big that guy's cock is. He's got a huge cock. It's Nixter cock. So, anyway.
And? Speaking of products.
Products.
If you want to get, like, Ram Radio products.
Oh, right, yeah. Buy our shit, too. So, it's very, very handy.
Here's the link.
Yes, there's the link. Buy stuff.
Buy stuff. The shirts are in there, too.
Yeah, buy lots of stuff. Stuff is cool.
Stuff is cool.
Stuff.
Because you can't get enough of us, really.
Yes.
Videos, audio, you know, fill your life with
John. Fill your life with just us.
Because, you know, that void is there.
I can't help but notice, yes, there's a void in your life. You are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You are able to do anything you want with it. You can do whatever you like. If you want to be on Ram Radio, we need programming.
Damn right.
We need more shows.
We just got one. I've heard good reviews from it.
Have you?
It's
Leshek's show, right?
Leshek's show, and I can't seem to remember the name of it right now, but it is.
Substation fucking manager, you are.
Check the hell up.
You shut the hell up.
Magic for the Masses. It's on Saturday night right now, but it's moving to Friday. Check the schedule on Ram Radio.
Very,
for
very
times
cool.
And stuff.
Soon we will be the ultimate power in the universe.
Magic for the Masses.
Oh, holy shit, Brack Socks. Okay, and if you want to be on Ram Radio, you can message info@ramradio.com with your show idea, and if Sim thinks it sucks, he'll tell you sorry.
He'll come up with
some clever way of telling you no. Or you can say, yeah, that sounds very, very cool. But the one thing you've got to do is you've got to be committed to show up to the show every night for like a fucking year. If you're not ready to give up one night of your life every year, every day for a fucking year, don't bother messaging, okay?
Because we did.
We've done so for the last, what, 3 fucking years? So
yep.
Screw you, hippie. And that's about it for tonight's show. Thanks for coming on. Make sure you tune in next week. Remember, tomorrow night's show is a repeat of Tales from the After Now, so we'll see.
Don't get all pissed off.
Don't get all fucking pissed off, because, well, I told you. So
it's hard
you.
Work.
Screw you,
fuck
cowboy.
You.
And we want to make sure you guys get quality. We don't want you guys to be getting crap. Okay, that's so right. Very, very cool. Thanks for coming out. And always remember, hey, oh, go to another room. I guess we should say goodbye.
Goodbye.
From?
Destro.
That's right.
Go. Goodbye.
And from the professor?
Peace forever.
Goodbye.
Wow.
That was like
that's profound.
That was like a Pink Floyd ending.
Peace forever.
I felt
goodbye,
that.
Goodbye, cruel world. I'm leaving you today. Oh, stick around after the show because we've got that.
What? What's happening?
The spoken word session, which was sent to me by a Dubster. Very, very cool. Very, very cool. So don't go anywhere. The spoken word piece, about a half hour long. Super cool stuff. Super cool stuff. Loaded with facts. You might just learn something if you're not careful.
Damn it.
So
they're
yeah.
trying to avoid that by listening to the show.
So always remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, we're never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get the fuck away from it. My name's Sean Kennedy. This is fucking I Am the Fucking Man, and this is Rant Radio. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were not the prophet, but